This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, it was half of a big day today.
Half?
Kind of. I don't. Not even half. Like an hour?
I got to ask you, this is a very strange thing I do when I come to work, and I've waited this long to ask you this question. It's pretty easy with Erin. Like, I come into work some days and I'm like, yep, she's cried today.
Oh. Okay. So you thought I was crazy for asking that not very long ago?
That was weird.
Because I sensed it from everyone.
You did.
Yeah.
And I just assumed today, I didn't want to bring it up if the hack wasn't going to bring it up.
Right.
But I don't think you've cried today.
No, I haven't. Surprisingly, I haven't.
Weird.
Not even close.
But why?
Weirdly.
Would you have?
I think the official first day he will.
Yeah, today was it was evaluation, I guess, for kindergarten for my son. So okay. That he goes in, meets the teachers. They kind of do an interview thing. So he put his tie on and his...
Nice shut up.
No.
Oh my gosh.
He has his resume and he's ready.
No. That would be so cool. If he's that kid, that's kind of cool. In the interview, did you sit with him? Or
no.
Is it like...
We walked in and then one of the teachers comes, oh, are you Leo? Yeah. Come on back. And then just kind of takes
him
away.
So they immediately separated from the herd to figure out if you've done a good job.
Immediately, yeah.
Wow.
So how many parents... Oh, God.
Yeah, do you
will
feel
you be
judged
honest?
As a parent?
Yeah, a little bit. It feels like they're testing... Because if you're asking a kindergartner, it's not really about them. It's about, well, what have your parents taught you?
Yeah.
What have your parents read you books? Do your parents know
your
name?
Did your parents put you in preschool?
Right. Exactly. It's a lot. You're right. It is kind of on the parents more than the kid.
Make you more nervous.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
But you're worried. Like, if once they, like, first test is, does he go with them?
Yeah.
That is a huge test.
Or does he
grab? How many kids didn't?
There were a few. We saw a few in the hallway. It's so heartbreaking. Because
how is it in 2025 there's a kid? Preschool's free in Colorado now.
It is, yeah.
It is?
There's universal. It's like a slight difference, so it's not necessarily free. One of the years is free.
Okay.
But everyone can go to preschool, for sure. Three-year-old and four-year-old is the
new law.
And
I'm not trying to be judgy of parents, but like your kid should be okay being away from you by five.
But if you are a stay-at-home parent...
You still got to put them in preschool and get them ready.
Right, but I think some people would ask the question of, what's the point?
So you don't have to do... If you wait until you have children, Erica, and you... Like, that meltdown at the first day of kindergarten is tragic on a level you can't... Like, they are whole... Like, on the spire on top of the Empire State Building... with a gusty wind holding on. Like, I'm going to die if I let go of my mother's leg, I will die.
But it's nerve-wracking even if you've been to preschool, I think.
It's not. The preschool kids are like, just another day.
Well, how did...
So they at least know, they have a concept of school. Like
yes.
you're saying,
right.
if you've never left, you're just like, what's going on? You're going to leave me all day? Preschool's half day, or at least right. Leo's was. So you like ease into
yeah.
it. Leo did great. It's so heartbreaking when you see the kids, because some of them have even younger siblings with them. And then the younger siblings are getting upset
yeah.
too, because their older sibling is so upset.
Why are you
and they're
making
just,
him?
It's just
like,
so, you're like, oh, I feel so bad. That,
yeah.
But Leo did great, thankfully. So they peel them off, they go to the interview, and then we go sit in the hallway and we see kids come in and come out, and more
and
kids
he's still
go
in there,
come out, and he's still in there, and now we start getting a little nervous. We're like,
he's a sieve, he's telling them everything.
Yeah, like, what's going on? What, why
you
is he
hope.
Taking so long?
No, not in a good way. He's telling state secrets. He's like, my dad does this.
Right,
like, what are you saying? If you do weird stuff in your house, I'm not saying the TAG does, but you got to be a little nervous when your kid's back there. It's like, my daddy smokes this aluminum foil thing. And you're like, what?
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
Well,
I'm not
daddy
saying
is
that he
doing
smokes
that.
Crack, but I'm
right.
saying
right.
you got to be
right.
a little worried.
Oh my gosh.
We have is, someone yeah. in a hole in the basement. I sometimes throw
is,
chicken.
There is. Did you ever have this? I'm just kidding. We're going to move past
yeah.
that.
I'm sorry.
Did you have this with you where it's like, please... just don't mention what I do for work.
Yes.
Like, don't tell him.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't want to tell him, hey, don't tell anyone, because it's not a secret. It's going to come out eventually, but we don't need to start day half.
You don't.
Day zero, like, with letting it out, right?
Why is that weird?
It's just weird if they're a listener, and this show's been around a long time. So it's just
yeah.
like, there are times where they just come out and they go, Noah told me a little bit about your job, and you're like, oh, for the love.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Then it's like, can we just talk about Noah? Like, I don't want to talk about, I called your show one time, and you're like, ugh.
I've never
I remember you.
Thought about that.
It's weird.
I just want to be a parent. I don't want the other
yeah.
parents. Like, no. And it's so like, not that
I know this sounds arrogant
for,
to even talk
right,
about it.
It's just autographs like, or anything. It's just like, I just, exactly. I want it to be about my son.
It would be the same if I was a rocket scientist or whatever. It's just
yeah.
like, they said that you're the guy who designed the space shuttle. It's like, ugh. Can we just...
Then the expectation on your kid is that
yes.
he's also
yes.
going to
yeah,
design
yeah, yeah.
a space shuttle. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah it's a
so did Leo talk a lot?
I think he talked a lot. He eventually came out and then they said the interview went very well.
Okay.
That's all we got. And I kind of tried to pry him on. I'm like, so what'd you guys talk about to Leo? He's like, we talked about numbers and the alphabet and...
And he's got all that wired, right?
Yeah, he knows it pretty well. He does.
But okay. when you get nervous.
Exactly.
And did you guys have this when you were growing up?
I don't remember this at all. I remember going to school and my parents saying,
bye.
Yeah, I don't remember having this either. An evaluation. It makes sense, I think, to try to even out the classes. So
bro,
that
we had to do a somersault and tie our shoes.
What? What?
They had to know, well, because there weren't numbers yet. And they hadn't really
right.
perfected.
But like a somersault is a weird thing. Very.
Yeah.
They just wanted to know if you're, I don't know. Like, I just remember being panicked for like a month. And I had three older brothers who way overinflated
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to hold you back. And you're like, it might hurt you. You're just like,
yeah.
you're going to be put in a camp if you can't like tie your shoes and do a somersault.
Perfect.
So,
see, and I've been having to do the opposite, where I've gone a couple times to give Leo a pep talk about how fun school is going to be, how many friends are going to make, all this stuff. And he's pretty like, yeah, I'm excited. And then I just kind of drop it because it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to try to convince you. I don't want to make you more nervous
right.
yeah.
if you're not feeling nervous. But I think as far as me being nervous, when I will cry, what I'm not looking forward to, he has like now. So the evaluation's done. He has a practice day, first full day, Monday. Riding the bus.
Oh,
and
oh
he's riding
gosh.
The bus.
He's riding the
no,
bus.
No, you take him on the first day, even if he rides the bus.
He wants to ride the bus.
I understand,
so
but
I
you got to
take
him on the first.
And go, well, this is like he's
yeah.
excited.
I disagree. I disagree.
No, you got to let him.
No,
let
not
him
on the
ride
first
the
day.
Bus.
It's
yes.
like he can do it. Oh man, 303-222-5423. Text in. I wish we had the live polling thing. I want to see bus
thought.
Versus
yeah.
drop.
What if you drive to school and make sure that he gets there?
You like follow him?
Maybe. Yeah.
yeah. That's not follow because it's got stops, right?
Oh.
I think so.
You
yeah.
want to be
there.
The guy who looks like T-Hack
following
the bus.
Not after what they've heard about me from Leo today. In the interview.
Oh my God.
You really don't want to just be there and like, oh, good luck in there, pal.
I do. I don't know because I want him. He's so excited about the bus and that I don't want
To like make him doubt anything.
Yeah, or make him second guess it. I want, if he's ready to go, then I want him to go. But I'm not looking forward to, because we have to walk him to the bus stop. You put him on the bus because he's so little, and then the bus drives away, and then we have to walk back. We have to walk back home without him.
Oh my God. Go to the school, you heathen.
You're going
to
cry.
Yeah.
And Hazel's going to be crying.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. That's going to be rough.
All right. Tune in to Monday's show. That's going to be awful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So now that we've devoted a little time to when T-Hack is going to cry his face off, which is Monday. Yeah. Leo's actual first day of kindergarten is Monday.
The walk back from the bus, I think, is going to be tough.
Oh, man. We're going to feel it in like the universe. There's going to be a shiver.
The room is going to be dark.
Don't know that we're going to do a show next week. I know we have to. Like, I fly back from Omaha, Nebraska on Sunday night.
Leaving
Noah at Creighton.
Oof.
That flight back, man.
Yeah, that's way worse than the walk. That's like, that's intense, man.
Is it worse?
He's older and he can take care of himself better, but it's almost the same, weirdly. Here's it's a start of something really big.
Leo's going to be back home at the end of the day. As of this moment, I don't think I see Noah until one of your favorite days of the year.
Taylor Swift's birthday.
Correct.
What about Thanksgiving?
Fall break. I will probably, fall break falls in October and we may not fly him back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just don't know. Because he's so far away. He's not going to drive.
He's in Nebraska.
I don't know. I've been tempering myself and going, it's not going to be that hard, but I just ran into some people from Children's Hospital and I was like, hey, I'm taking Noah to Creighton this weekend or whatever. And the dude went down on one knee and said, oh, brother. And like his face was like shaken. And I was like, please don't do that to me.
Any of you ever asked you didn't go to college?
I went to college. My parents were just like, go. I just got in the car.
You went for a semester,
right?
But I went to Boulder, and so I just left. Yes.
Aaron, you stayed home, but went to college.
I went to college, but it was a commuter school. So okay. Yeah, I lived at home.
T-Hack, did you fly to school?
No, we drove. It was like 2 hours.
But it was still kind of far. I'm like, I've never asked my mom moved me to Nashville and then got on a plane, and I've never asked her.
Did she cry? I'm in front of you?
Because you're the youngest, right?
I'm the youngest too. So it was like,
that was it.
I've literally never asked her. Now I'm inspired to ask
this
her.
This is it. This is my last one. Or thank God.
Yeah.
It's not. But I also think no matter what, it's not thank God. Mm. No matter what, it's not thank God.
Text her. But I'm really curious. I'll ask her and let you know. But if she says she absolutely fell apart, I'm not going to tell you that.
This show is about honesty, so I'm just going to bleh. I've said this before. I know for a fact that I'm going to be a basket case.
Mm.
But I'm flying back with my ex-wife.
Yeah, I think you're going to wait till you get back to your house.
Mm. In the car. The second he gets in the car.
Well,
I'm driving her to the airport.
Yeah. Never mind. So
the second you
get home.
Drop her off.
Car yep. On the door, yeah.
Which feels weird. I said this about Noah's graduation because we are definitely amicable now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, but we're amicable now. But I wasn't as emotional at his graduation. And it's so stupid. She knows I love him. That's one of the things she loves about me is I'm a good dad.
Right.
But for some reason, after a hard divorce, I didn't want to be
emotional and
when that cry starts, that's not one you can end of a movie cry where you can pretend the yawn and just wipe it off. That cry will be hard to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will she be emotional on the return flight?
Yes.
Which almost.
And then begs another question that I don't even know if I should ask.
Are you supposed to console her?
Yes. I mean obviously, yes.
Look,
but to what demonstrative level,
not greatly demonstrative, but obviously you can relate.
100%.
And you are co-parents for a reason.
Mm-hmm. But does she want you?
Yeah,
just like you're saying,
I don't know.
You're in this where I don't want to lose it in front of you, and she's like, I don't want to the awkwardness.
She doesn't seem to have a problem because she did cry at graduation and stuff, and then I feel weird because I'm I'm holding it in for some stupid reason.
Maybe the answer is let it go.
It's not that easy. Could you let it go in front of an ex?
Yeah, probably.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.